There'd be oncoming traffic, and they'd be travelling in both directions over the speed limit, and maybe unaware of the school ahead and the built-up area if they're not from the surrounding areas. So I'm calling on the council today to install speed ramps at the school, and also traffic calming measures and flashing lights to warn oncoming cars and motorists just that there is a school ahead. And there also, I suppose, further down the road, we have the local graveyard and we have the local church there. So it's something I've been calling on, and I'm happy today that the outcome of this, that Councillor Blaney has seconded the motion, and plus Councillor McBride had a similar motion, and I think it's important that we keep pushing to try and get traffic cam measures put in this place.
It does say something that all three representatives from that Milford LEA were either proposing or seconding motions to do with that particular school, that particular issue today. It does show it's a real issue, and obviously the pressure is coming from the community.
Absolutely. When you see three councillors from that area getting representations on this hot topic, I think it's very important that we follow through on it. That's why I was delighted today to table the motion, and to have the support of the fellow councillors says a lot. And I think that the executive here and our roads engineer has listened quite closely, and I do believe that he will take our views on board and install temporary ramps at the moment to see how they perform, and then replace full-time ramps if they're a success and they're needed.
Issues of parking raised as well, and it's clear that, you know, maybe in the longer term too, something needs to be done to get better parking facilities at the school. There had been parking on the path outside, the road engineer making it quite clear he believed that was dangerous. You actually suggesting at one point maybe that's even contributing to the problems at the moment.
Yeah, well, when you open the carriageway up, I suppose it does attract people to go a little bit faster, but I do understand what the engineer is saying as well, because if people are parked there, people then are walking, children are walking around behind parked cars, and oncoming cars don't see them. So I understand and I take on board fully what he's saying, but I do believe that the double yellow lines and the cone effect that they've put there by people not parking at all there or dropping off, it is also increasing a big problem with people just driving straight through that are unaware of the local area, that there might be a school ahead, or it could be drop off or pick up times.